what we'd call an outside.
Call that a faucet.
Yeah.
You've probably seen these portable water containers that people take out on the road when they work. And this little thing on there, you can either push.
Oh, they call it spigot.
That's a faucet.
Yeah, either one. Spigot, I think, more like. Use that term.
During the winter, sometimes when it gets very cold, you might go in and turn in the water, turn on the water in the morning, but nothing comes out. More than likely, the pipes to your house are probably what?
Froze.
And if they freeze, it causes them to
burst.
What, let's say, if you were going to buy a very large amount of flour, more than likely, what would that probably come in?
Well, years ago, it had been in barrels. Of course, I think that's pretty much the thing of the past. These days, you may buy it in sacks. But years ago, they were buying in barrels at the time, or shipping in this area by barrels.
What would you call something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller? Say, nail
keg?
Keg,
yeah.
If you were going to buy a fairly large amount of molasses, let's say, or lard, something like that, what would it probably come in?
Well, years ago, molasses would have come in a barrel. They were shipped in barrels. And that's where you spit it. Fit in the bottom of the barrel and draw the molasses from the barrel into a person's container.
Right.
Lard, in other words, they call it lard when you're shipped in those days, stands the lard.
Stands the lard.
Mm-hmm. Understand the lard.
If you wanted to pour some molasses into a small mouth bottle without spilling it all over the place, you'd probably use a
funnel?
Funnel.
Yes, sir.
And during the days when people drove buggies around, they used, you know, the thing to crack over the horses.
Buggy wheel.
If you were going to go to the grocer to buy something, what would he probably put it in for you to carry it home?
Oh, in a sack.
That would usually be made of what?
Oh, paper. Paper sack.
What about these? The sacks that are made out of this rough, heavy, coarse cloth-like material. Sometimes, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. More or less seaweed-type material. Well, a lot of people used to call them tow sacks or croaker sacks.
That's the same thing.
Names were acquired from, I don't know.
Yeah.
Same sack.
Have you ever heard any terms people might use to describe the amount of corn they would take to the mill at one time?
Yes, that's a turn.
Turn of corn? That's just whatever the amount happens to be.
And no expression used to be used years ago. That's from Appalachian territory and areas. They call it a sack of poke.
A poke?
P-O-K-E.
Uh-huh.
But that was never used in this part of
the I'll ask you. Just for another minute. I see it's getting close to 2 o'clock. What do you call, let's see if the light burned out in one of your lamps, the thing that you'd have to replace, you call that the
bulb,
the light bulb. And what about if your wife were going outside to hang up her clothes to dry, she'd probably carry them out there in a
basket.
A basket. And what about, we were talking about barrels a minute ago, those metal things that go around the barrel to hold the staves together.
Hoops.
Hoops. And if you were putting some liquid into bottles, what would you put into the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Oh. A stopper.
Stop.
Hold it. Whatever it may be, whatever type of material.